to a slow start today. Ended up pushing through, finding a way to win the ball game. Credit to the men in the locker room for hanging in there and playing for each other. We'll open it for questions.
Ben, what's going through your mind when Odell catches that 66-yard?
Score. Put the ball away and score.
Coach, was anything said on the sideline after DRC's pass interference looked a little questionable to get the guys to focus on that last offensive set?
Don't look at the scoreboard and just play to play. That's all. You know, rally around each other, play the play, and the guys kept playing.
Was there an explanation for you for the call?
Say that again.
Was there an explanation to you for the penalty?
Yeah, it was PI.
Did you think it was PI?
We'll take a look at it on film. If we don't agree with it, we'll send it in, but we'll take a good look at it on tape and see what we see.
Coach, the last couple of weeks, the offense has been a little bit out of sync. Do you feel like today they finally got back on the same page?
Yeah, I thought, once we settled into the game, started playing with some good tempo and energy. Runs were tough to find. They're good against the run like a lot of teams are in this league. We have to find a way to run it better. Felt we found some rhythm in the passing game. We completed the ball a little bit. You have to eliminate the turnovers. That's a big part of things. Moving forward, can't turn the ball over that way and expect to win games week in and week out. So we need to get better there.
How did you feel to get Rose Jr. in the game plan, especially in a scoring play?
Well, Odell was nicked. He was the next man up, came on in and cashed in on his opportunity.
Coach, you decided to give them the ball to start the game. What was the thought process behind that?
They've been doubling people up, scoring at the end of the half and scoring coming out, and we didn't think that was something we wanted to get into with these guys.
Send a message with your defense, putting them out there first.
I trust this defense. I'm a defensive head coach. I want to get them out there on the field as soon as I can.
How concerned were you with Odell when he kind of leave the game?
We just moved on. We kept pressing through and pulling through the game. I mean, I don't. When a guy's injured, the next man has to step up and contribute.
Ben, we ask you a million questions about Odell, and a lot of times 9 out of 10 of them are not about football. Can you just for a moment reflect on the talent of the player you have? I mean, maybe evidenced in that final play. I mean,
I think it was on full display this afternoon. Very talented young man. He's been humbled in a lot of instances. And he pushed through some tough times and some injuries today, and he really made us a better football team. He's a lightning rod for us. He's a great energy source for this team.
How did the biggest change so much?
Did that change up the offensive game plan at all?
No, we decided to play with a little more tempo and energy, play a little bit quicker, less formations, just to try to get into some type of rhythm. You know, we were flat there early.
How frustrating are the turnovers as well?
They're not frustrating. Mistakes, they don't correct themselves overnight. It takes time. And it looks like this one may take half a season to get it fixed. So we just have to keep working on it.
What did you see from Casillas' tackle on the fourth down goal line play?
We had some guys flying to the football. I didn't see who made the tackle where I was standing, but I just saw a bunch of guys flying to the football playing good goal line defense there.
What did you say about what you saw from Eli and Odell there in the second half? I mean, Odell went for 211 receiving yards in the second half alone.
They had an opportunity to connect. They connected. Some short throws, long runs, and a nice double move there early in the second half, which was nice to see.
You talked about feeling like this offense was about to break out. How does it feel when you see it happen?
Would we score 27 points? It's tough to score 27 points against that defense. It's a good defense. They had some injuries. They were nicked up a little bit, but so were we. And you have to play through those. 27 points, that's our target each and every week. Like I told the players on offense, we scored 27 points. I shouldn't have any complaints, but I will.
On the last touchdown, where does Odell fit in the record of the last call?
Number one.
You're down 10-0, I think, within 8 minutes, and you've lost three straight. How did you feel like where your team was at that point, the way they responded?
We don't watch the scoreboard. We're worried about playing the next play. We're not worried about the scoreboard. We got to play the game.
So it doesn't creep into their mindset at all?
It shouldn't. No, it doesn't mind.
What if anything changed for you in the second half? You had so little success early, and you get a first down for 20-plus minutes, and then you have a huge second half.
We blocked them well. We threw the ball well. We caught the ball well. That changed.
Coach,
So with a lot of criticism surrounding Eli the past couple of weeks about his perceived struggles, what did you see out of him in this game, 400 yards? It really seemed like he had total command of the game.
You know, he was the same guy on the sideline in between series that he always is. His feet looked like they were settled. Pass protection was good, and guys were getting open, and he was hitting them.
What'd you think of how would you evaluate the running game today? Your running game?
I'd have to look at the numbers. Haven't really looked at the numbers yet. We had some attempts, which is always good to have. Again, tough run defense. We have to find a way to knock a hole in it a little bit better. And I have confidence that we'll get that fixed.
What happened on Odell's other touchdown, the 75-yarder?
That was a nice throw and catch off of a double move.
Is that a route you guys use often? It looked like you kind of sat down and then spun off. Is that the way it's kind of drawn up?
It's been the offense a little while. 1989, maybe. 1989, maybe. But it's been in the offense a little while.
Coach, you had a lot of teams that were playing safeties on top of Odell. His first touchdown, it looked like they had a different formation. So was it something you guys put in differently, given the way the teams have been defending you? Or is it, just like you said, something that's always been in your play?
It was an adjustment during the course of the game. They were playing some single high safety, but they were tilting his way like a lot of teams do. But again, they came out, they were having success early, and they stuck with their plan. We had to adjust. I thought we made some nice adjustments. But again, give credit to the players.
Take one more.
Do you feel that with all the discussion about the offense the past couple of weeks, that maybe what the defense has done in holding teams to 3 points a lot, getting off the field in spots, has been overlooked?
I think the defense is playing well in spots. You know, it was great to see the goal line stand today. That was huge in the game. They fought through some penalties, didn't look at the scoreboard, and that was encouraging to see. Thank you.